All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. We just finished up, if you're just tuning in, we just had an hour-long interview with our friend Russell Canning, super activist Russell Canning. He's a man who is involved, has involved himself in many different events regarding civil disobedience. He's sort of a follower of Henry David Thoreau and Tolstoy? Was it Tolstoy?
Tolstoy
that he mentioned? And he's just a
Thoreau.
Just a very, very interesting character and a big inspiration to a lot of people. I figured since we're still sort of following the Russell situation, we'll talk about another civil disobedience protester that recently got arrested. This one didn't happen in New Hampshire, but instead it was, I believe, Boston. It was a skinny pair of stereo wires, according to the Boston Phoenix, that got 21-year-old Joe Prevetero charged with two felonies. A week ago on Wednesday, the Boston college student poked his head through a gauzy shawl, donned a black pointy hood, and ascended a milk crate positioned to the right of the Armed Forces Recruitment Center's entrance. He extended his arms like a tired scarecrow. Stereo wires dangled from his fingers onto the ground below. Without those wires, the Westwood native could have been mistaken for an eyeless Klansman dipped in black, or maybe even the Wicked Witch of the West. So do you understand what he's doing so far, Mark?
Yes, he's imitating one of the more famous photos from Abu Ghraib.
Correct.
And, you know, protesting the recruitment of people into the military when the military does this sort of thing is what his protest is.
I think he's just protesting the war, and the military recruitment center seemed to probably was a good a place event as any to do that protest. And so that's what he did. He got up on a milk crate and just stood there. But those snaky cords, remember, holding one wire in one hand, another wire in the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wires weren't connected to anything. The snaky cords
suspicious.
Made the costume's import clear. Prevetero was a dead ringer for one of Abu Ghraib's Iraqi prisoners, specifically the faceless man who'd allegedly been forced to balance on a cardboard box lest he be electrocuted. Quote, "We found that street theater can be more effective in conveying a message than a flyer," he said nearly a week later, explaining why he dressed up like the Abu Ghraib prisoner. Quote, "We picked a location because we wanted to make people think about what they might be called or forced to do if they enlist in the military." And he's right. Street theater is more effective than flyering. If you're standing out in front of some place with a bunch of flyers, no one wants your flyer. Who are you? Why do I want to take your garbage, your flyer? People that are handed flyers are either going to not take them, or in many cases will take them and then throw them in the trash the next opportunity they get.
Sometimes they read them, and I guess...
Sometimes.
I mean, I was given a flyer in when I was in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and I read it.
Sometimes. I would say it's less than 10%
Okay. Of
the people that you flyer will actually read it. But the demonstration didn't go as planned. Prevetero, along with four friends who'd come out to shoot photos and protect the blinded activist in case, as fellow BC student Nick Fuller Guggins put it, quote, some hyper-nationalist character came up and punched him in the stomach, which, by the way, isn't an unreal fear.
No, it's not.
You weren't there for this, Mark, but at one of Russell's Tilting at Windmills protests, this big guy, huge guy, approached us. And he had a cane with him, and he started yelling at us. And he was just a mindless nationalist, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He accused us all of being in the same generation, even though one guy was there in his late 50s, and some of us were in our early 20s. And he, you know, was upset because we wanted peace, upset at us for that. And I don't remember some of the things he said, but he was trying to scare us, saying, the government's bigger than us, why are we doing this, blah, blah, blah. And he actually started advancing on both, there were two of us there with video cameras, myself and another guy, Roger Grant, was there. And he came after Roger because Roger was on that side of the street. I had crossed the street to get some wide shots. And when I noticed this guy approaching, I tried my best to get over, but I couldn't get over quite quick enough.
Sure.
And so he started approaching Roger and basically looking like he was going to attack him. Russell's wife, Kat, and Lauren Canario stepped in the way, just sort of got in the way of this man and protected Roger, which was amazing to watch. But he did manage to push Roger's camera. He kind of hit Roger's like $3,000 digital video camera, which of course is completely out of control and uncalled for. That's not his property.
No.
He has no right to do that.
It's out of line.
And
no matter how much you agree or disagree with the person doing whatever protest, striking them or their property.
You don't want to be recorded. Don't show up in public.
Yeah, well,
go somewhere else.
Don't go share whatever opinion you have to share.
Right, so he kept spouting off. I had managed to cross the street by this time and approach with my camera, and so he was being videotaped by two different people at that point, and he was very upset by the cameras. He did not want to be recorded. Whenever a camera was on him, he would get much more agitated than he already was. Once again, Kat and Lauren did step in between him and myself because he was raising his cane at me. This man would have, if it were not for us having a bunch of activists out there, he might very well have attacked if there were just one or two people.
Mm.
And so it's a very real concern. Anyway, so this guy, the protester in this case, the guy who was imitating the torture victims, he had some of his friends around. And they figured that the cops would warn him before they tossed him in the clink. But they didn't. First, Prevetera's friends say someone came out of the recruitment office and told him to get down. And when Prevetera didn't, the person went inside. Now, no one from the recruitment center could be reached for comment for the article. Soon after, the cops appeared and watched the spectacle from their cruisers. Shortly thereafter, the Boston Police Bomb Squad rolled up.
The Bomb Squad.
Less than 90 minutes after the protest began, the police began taping off the area around him, and when Prevetera stepped down, they took him into custody for disturbing the peace. But Prevetera had remained silent the entire time. I was really trying to play the role as accurately as possible, he says, so I wasn't speaking with anyone, just trying to stay there as still as possible. Any disturbance came from the crowd of gawking spectators that witnesses say assembled once the police showed up. At the precinct, Prevetera discovered that in addition to the initial misdemeanor, he'd been charged with two felonies: false report of location of explosives and a hoax device. This was symbolic. This was supposed to be more symbolic than anything, he said, who never imagined they'd nab him for a false bomb threat.
For having wires.
That's right. He was holding a wire in each one of his hands.
What if you were returning a VCR, and you happen to have some wires trailing out of the bag that you're carrying the VCR into Walmart with?
They could accuse you of being a terrorist.
Apparently. I mean, this is just either that.
But you wouldn't get that attention if you were walking to Walmart.
Either that, or these are trumped up charges.
Well, of course they're trumped. Of course.
Well, I'm just trying to make it clear. This is not legitimate. So what if the guy was standing there doing a protest? That's his First Amendment right. I don't know if it makes any difference in the big scheme of things or not, doing this protest. Doesn't matter. You are guaranteed by the First Amendment to be able to protest, and he should be able to do that. It doesn't say anything about you can't protest in the First Amendment with wires.
He says, I never wanted to scare anyone into thinking I had a bomb. I just wanted to make people think about international affairs. I never uttered the word bomb or explosive. His friend Sula was surprised, too, but she realizes this kind of escalated police response has sadly become the norm for activists, saying, quote, in the world and the time we're living in right now, most people will say the post-9/11 world, when you go out to some demonstration or in any way display your dissent for anything related to the government or the status quo, you're putting yourself at risk, she says. And the same day of Prevetera's protest, a report in the Boston Globe warning of possible terrorist threats read, quote, officials were urged to take note of people dressed in bulky jackets in warm weather or trailing electrical wires. So if Prevetera didn't mention a bomb, then what exactly constitutes a bomb threat? Quote, it can be implied with fingers and wires, especially in a heightened state of alert as we are, says Officer Michael McCarthy, the Boston Police Department spokesbureaucrat. McCarthy thinks this is common knowledge, even if the wires are accessories to a costume. Mr. Prevetera should know better. He's a young adult educated at Boston College from a wealthy suburb. I'm sure he knows wires attached to his fingers running to a milk crate would arouse suspicion outside a military recruiter's office when he's dressed in a prisoner's garb. If he has any questions as to why people think he may have had a bomb, then he needs to maybe go back to Boston College to brush up on his public policy, or at least common sense, but they can't really teach that there. Are you kidding me?
They think everything's a bomb in Boston.
Apparently so. And I guess he's lucky they didn't blow him up. Because whenever the bomb squad comes out and, you know, they've got a suspected bomb, they usually attach explosives to it and blow it up.
Yeah. Whether it's a flashing sign or whether it's their own traffic counting device, they seem to blow up a lot of things in Boston taking their bombs.
This bureaucrat is saying that this guy should have known better. Do you agree? Should he have known better? Should he have not engaged in this protest? Should he have been charged with two felonies for standing out in front of the military recruiting office doing a silent protest? because he had a wire hanging from his arm? That was a critical prop. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 4th, 2007, spot gold 688 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $709.92, $358.53 for half ounce, and $179.26 for quarter ounce coins at $709.92, $358.53, and $179.26. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Your show, you bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 1,300 pages await you, and you can go there and edit it to your heart's content if you like. Wiki.freetalklive.com, or just surf around. It's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. rlc.org.
You know, I'm kind of shocked that there's not some nationalist out there that wants to defend the actions of the government in the case we were just talking about, and recap it here briefly. But 800-259-9231, essentially what happened, a young man, a college-age student, showed up at the Army recruiting office, or the military recruiting office in Boston, or one of them. And he got up on top of a milk crate. He had a black sort of a little robe, I don't know what do you call it, tunic, I guess would be the accurate term, black tunic, and he had a hood on,
mm-hmm.
and he was essentially imitating one of the famous photos from Abu Ghraib prison of the man that was being forced to stand still lest he be electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this man's costume that was critical to the costume were wires that were hanging
otherwise,
from
his
hands.
Otherwise, how would he pretend that he was going to be electrocuted?
Right, otherwise he just looks like a weirdo in a tunic on a milk crate. So it was really important for him to have these wires. Now, the wires weren't hooked up to anything. They were just hanging there. In fact, there's a photo on this article, and we'll post the article later at bbs.freetalklive.com so you can see it yourself. But it's very clear that this man wasn't putting anyone in danger. It's very clear this is a protest. And the response from the police is just absolutely outrageous, in my opinion. The police arrested this man and charged him with two felonies, so-called false report of a location of explosives and a hoax device. Now, on the first one, false report of a location of explosives, the word report, doesn't that usually mean someone said something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you called somewhere and said, there's a bomb in your school, or there's a bomb in blah, blah, blah. Isn't that a report of explosives? And you know, it turns out the explosives aren't there, so therefore it's a false report. How is it a report when one goes and stands on a milk crate and holds wires in one's hand?
Well, I don't see how anybody could defend this. I mean, it's obvious. It's an obvious violation of the First Amendment, and I would hope that none of our listeners would agree with arresting this man for this protest.
Well, the cop agrees with it. The spokesperson for the police department came to their defense. He said he should know better. He's educated and from a wealthy suburb, as though that means that you're going to know exactly how the police are going to respond to you. This man did not show up with the intention of getting arrested. He showed up with the intention of opening a few people's eyes, of getting a few people to, you know, not forget what happened in the Abu Ghraib prison. That was the point of the protest. Had he wanted to get arrested, there were plenty more things that he could have done in order to get himself arrested. He could have gone into the military recruiting center and stood on their countertop. That'll get you arrested. You know, there are many, many more things that he could have done, but he didn't do, because that wasn't his intention. But nonetheless, the police came, made a big scene about it. They brought out the bomb squad in this particular case, and then charged him with two felonies and arrested him. I want someone to come to the police's defense in this case. I know there's some nationalist out there that thinks this is a good idea, that thinks that people like him shouldn't be able to engage in protests that involve wires.
Well, if they are good nationalists, then they believe in the Constitution of the United States and they believe in the First Amendment.
That's not necessarily true. Nationalists believe in necessity and the power of the state. Nationalists believe that whatever the state does is A-OK by them. At least that's the impression I get from them. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. 800-259-9231. He says, I'm sure, this is a police spokesman, I'm sure he knows wires attached to his fingers running to a milk crate would arouse suspicion outside of a military recruiter's office. Why? Why is that going to arouse suspicion? First of all, from the picture that I've seen, that I can see, it doesn't look like they're attached to the milk crate. But so what if they were attached to the milk crate? There's clearly nothing inside the milk crate. It's a milk crate, and you can see through it. So really, what's the issue there? I really would like to know. Why is this so scary? If you were walking into the military recruiting center, or you were walking into any place, let's say he set this up by the side of a Walmart. Of course, you'd need permission from Walmart to do that, but let's say he set it up outside of any old government office, the post office, for instance. You happen to walk in there, would it spook you? Would it scare you? Would you think this man was holding a bomb? And secondly, it just doesn't even hold up to just logic. If I am a terrorist and I want to blow up the military recruiting center or blow up the post office or whatever other government agency, Why am I going to show up in a costume with wires hanging out of it?
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
But yeah, if I'm going to blow something up, I'm going to have a bomb completely concealed in a backpack or under my shirt or something like that. And I'm not going to have wires hanging out for some nosy cop to notice. I'm going to be very careful about it. I'm going to plan it. And no one's going to know what's happening until it's too late. This man clearly didn't have the intention to harm anybody. And what is definitely clear about this case is that the cops have an intention to crush freedom of speech. That the cops have the intention to rain on everybody's parade and to just be tyrannical and just generally bad. This story, on top of what happened in Los Angeles earlier this week, it just keeps getting worse in America. And, of course, the more they continue, and they know what they're doing, the more they continue to crack down on free speech, because that's what this is. This is an instance of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
He's on public property, which he partially paid for. He should be able to perform a protest there. It's a crackdown on free speech, and it's absolutely disgusting, and it's really bad because it's going to scare people. You see, the language of this cop that was talking here, he says, I'm sure that he knew this would arouse suspicion, and the intention there is to suggest that, well, you shouldn't be doing that.
Right, you should know better than to protest.
How dare you arouse suspicion? How dare you protest in America? This is the new America. This is the post-9/11 America. Everything's changed. There's no more Constitution. There's no more Bill of Rights. There's no more free speech. How dare this young man do that?
Well, you would think that the cops were there to protect this guy's constitutional right to protest.
Sorry, but that's not the case.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, like enough. I'm carrying a book bag, and I go to get on a bus, and I couldn't shove the wires of my headset in on my book bag quick enough, and I get on there, and I got wires. What do I got to do, bust me?
Yeah, apparently that would be, according to the Boston officials, that would be a false report of a location of explosives and a hoax device, and those are two felony charges. But that would require, Mike, for someone to get scared and report you. If you're on the bus, the city bus, I don't know how likely that's going to happen, but apparently carrying wires outside of the front door of any government office would very likely get you arrested.
I've been pulled off buses just by carrying my son's luggage case with diapers and milk. I've been pulled off the bus.
It's just scary. It's scary what's happening in this country, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, can you defend the actions of the police in this case, charging a young man with two felony counts relating to bombs for engaging in a silent, friendly protest? Can you? 800-259-9231. I bet you can't. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, the live Saturday show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And that does include the updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this story out of Boston, which probably isn't going to get a lot of press. I doubt this is going to show up in the Boston Herald, because this is the Boston Phoenix. I don't know if that's a college newspaper or what, but they're reporting on a story of a young man who was arrested and charged with two felonies because he decided he wanted to protest the war in Iraq. He went out in front of a military recruiting office and stood on top of a milk crate while wearing a black tunic and essentially a bag over his head, a cloak, if you will. And
he was imitating the famous Abu Ghraib picture of the guy that was forced to stand on the box or be electrocuted. And, you know,
correct.
In the process, he had a couple of wires in his hand.
Right. And he was holding those wires, and that was the excuse that the police used to arrest him and charge him with two felonies in relation to threatening with a bomb and hoax device and that sort of thing.
And of course, he never said the word bomb. He never threatened to blow anybody.
Not at
up.
All.
It's just wires to symbolize the fact that the guy was going to be electrocuted if he fell off the box.
It's just the police doing what they always do, and that is whatever they want. The police just do what they want. They bring charges. If the prosecutor throws it out later on, the police don't suffer any consequences from it. But they have managed to successfully remove this young man from his protest, ruin his day, and possibly cost him thousands of dollars in legal bills.
Now, you know, I have no problem with police keeping the streets orderly and that kind of thing, but it seems like, and I'm not saying this happens every time somebody does a protest, because likely if they don't get arrested, we don't hear about it. But it seems like the police arrest people doing protests in order to clean up the streets and keep things orderly. Whereas what the police should be doing is protecting all of our First Amendment rights. Because by the police arresting this college student protesting the war in this manner, that police department has attacked all of our First Amendment rights. It's
all
true.
Of us. Regardless of what you think about the war, you can be the biggest supporter of the war, and you should still be in support of this man, this man's ability to protest against it.
Right. I mean, isn't the war about spreading freedom, quote
supposedly.
Unquote? Right. I don't believe that for a second, but
right.
That would be one of the lines.
Well, you see, it's about spreading freedom, George Bush's brand of freedom, which apparently doesn't involve freedom of speech. It apparently doesn't involve liberty.
Right. Freedom, you know, the kind
of... The freedom for a government to do what it wants.
Right.
How about that?
The kind of freedom that we, you know, talk about on a world basis has really just become democracy. You know, voting for officials. And who knows if, you know, Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
So I want to hear from you on this at 800-259-9231. Still yet to hear from someone who can defend the actions of the police. Now, the police spokesperson tried his damnedest to defend it, but he just made himself sound like a tyrannical jerk. And that's what this is all about. It's all about suppressing freedom of speech. Because when they arrest someone like this for doing nothing that harmed anyone else, for not even threatening to harm anyone else, when they arrest someone like this young man, then the word gets out there that, hey, you thinking about protesting? Look what happened to this guy. And
sure,
who wants
to go to jail?
Nobody. Most people don't want to go to jail. There are a lot of people that would protest, but if they know that there's a good chance they're going to end up in a jail cell as a result of their protest, they might just stay home. And that's what this is. That is the effect of what the Boston police have done in this case, is they are chilling freedom of speech. They are making it so, yeah, you can still go out and have your little protest, but we might just show up, slap handcuffs on you, and throw you in a jail cell.
Charge you with some nonsense.
Right. So what's that going to do to the future of dissent and protest in America? It's
not
going to lessen it. It's going to harm it. And if people aren't free to dissent, if people aren't free to protest in nonviolent ways, then what do we have left in regards to the First Amendment? What part of it would remain in that particular case?
It's a direct attack on the First Amendment, no doubt about it.
So, still waiting for you at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll continue with other interesting stories. Mark, you've got something that has to do with jail, but from the other end, people getting out of it.
Yeah. In fact, there's a column here by Gregory Kane. Jerry Miller reached a milestone this week, but I'm willing to bet it's one he'd prefer not to involve him at all. Miller was arrested as a suspect, the kidnapping, rape, and robbery of a Chicago woman in 1981. He was convicted in 1982, sentenced to 45 years, and paroled in 2006 as a registered sex offender.
Mm.
Miller had to wear an electronic monitoring device, couldn't answer his door for Halloween trick-or-treaters, or leave his job when he took a lunch break. The DNA testing intervened. Semen on the victim's clothing was tested for DNA, and it wasn't Miller's. On Monday...
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now, this happened in 1981. Just in case you wondered, it's 2007.
He spent 25 years in prison.
Right. He spent a long time in prison. He's out now. On Monday, Miller became, according to the Innocent Project, the 200th person in the country to be exonerated as a result of DNA testing. The Cook County State Attorney's Office joined us in asking the court to vacate Mr. Miller's conviction, said Eric Ferrero, a spokesperson for the Innocent Project, a 15-year-old organization founded to help prisoners who could be exonerated through DNA testing.
Mm-hmm.
But how was Miller convicted in the first place? Here's the kicker. It wasn't from physical evidence. It was from that old, reliable, prosecutorial standby eyewitness identification.
Oh, boy.
Which is frequently proving to be highly unreliable. Here's the statistic. 77% of the 200 people that have been exonerated due to DNA testing since its inception involved erroneous eyewitness identification.
Oh, boy.
77% of these people that were convicted, and some of which were on death row. In this case, it was Jerry Miller was not on death row, although... because, you know, the person wasn't killed. They were just kidnapped, raped, and robbed. Not that that's just, but, you know, he didn't go to death row.
How does this...
But he did do 25 years in prison for something he didn't do. And he was put in there by eyewitness accounts. And my question here is, every time you talk to somebody about the death penalty, and they support the death penalty, they think it should only be used in cases where we know that the person is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know the person is guilty?
Someone
77% of these 200 people that have been exonerated were eyewitness
wrong.
Accounts.
They were wrong.
Yeah, eyewitnesses that were mistaken.
Well, now that brings me to a question. Were the eyewitnesses mistaken, or were they essentially people that were testifying because they, I don't know, were on the side of the prosecutor and wanted to send someone to a prison cell?
I can't.
What's the psychology behind that? I mean, if you saw a crime happen and they put a man in front of you and they say, well, was this the man who committed the crime? Why would you say yes if you weren't sure that that was the case? Is it just because you believe that this could be the guy, and he looks sort of like the man that you saw, and so, well, it's close enough, go for it? What's the psychology of an eyewitness? Why did they do what they do when they aren't indeed sure? Are they not sure, or are they sure, and just not remembering correctly?
Well, there's another issue that comes into play, and it's that identification is even more unreliable if race is a factor. According to an email from Alice Leeds of the Innocence Project, two-thirds of the 200 people exonerated through DNA are African-American. Most of the wrongful convictions that were overturned by DNA rapes, and the majority of the cases, more than 60%, involved black men who were misidentified by white rape victims.
Mm.
It's not reliable. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be using eyewitness accounts in convictions. I think that should be taken into account, expert testimony and all that stuff. But you don't get expert testimony if you're poor. You understand?
You have to hire it. You have to pay for it.
And this is the reason I'm against the death penalty. I do not feel badly at all for people that murder being put to death. But I do feel really, really terrible about the over 100 people that have been let go from death row so far.
Right, those are the ones we know about.
Yes.
Right. And we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Have you changed your mind on the death penalty? If so, why? And if not, why are you still a supporter? This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, because we give you all the features on the site for free. Now, compare that to those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their archives and that sort of thing. We do it all for free, so we're asking you, just asking, that you send us $3 a month if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live. You want to get the show on more radio stations, you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over, I think, around 370 of our listeners.
For $3 a month.
Hey, you're thinking to yourself, $3 a month, that's not a lot of money, and it's not, which is why that's all we're asking for. Because if a bunch of people send us $3 a month, then it all adds up, and we can do quite a bit with that. We can buy ads in Talkers Magazine, reach out to more radio stations, and spread freedom. So if that sounds valuable to you and you want some perks, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. The details are there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Gary in Grand Rapids listening on WTKG. Hello, Gary.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of wondering why you actually really have a secondary concept regarding reality.
What do you mean by that?
You don't think that life is actually really going to be a good thing without the Muslims?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that?
I'm sorry. Muslims is going to be a life with us?
Now, are you speaking English? Muslims is going to be a life with us? I'm going to give you one more chance to get the question out.
Muslims. You know, those people that are going to kill us?
Have you been threatened by any Muslims?
We have.
Who's we?
Who's we?
The Twin Towers.
No, I don't think I'm included in the Twin Towers, and I don't think Muslims in general have threatened the Twin Towers, nor have Muslims in general threatened anyone here in America. There are certainly some radical people around the world that are more than willing to use violence on others, but to paint one entire religion with a broad brush like that seems awfully bigoted, sir.
And Timothy McVeigh was Episcopalian. Do you feel threatened by Episcopalians?
Why would I be threatened by Timothy
McVeigh blew up a big building?
No, he was an idiot, just like those persons that actually really did the Vermont thing.
Vermont thing?
The terrorist thing at the school.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. So the white guy is an idiot,
but the Muslims
are trying
now
to kill us.
Turn into a racist thing?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm not turning
it
into
a question.
Racist thing. I'm turning it into, it's a religious thing, and you're not comprehending what I'm
saying.
Well,
let's call
about.
It an ethnocentric thing, because there's a lot of people in the Middle East that aren't Muslim.
No. You can't even use that word, only because ethnocentric, pardon my dentures, but the whole thing is that's a racist thing.
Okay, well, it's a cultural thing. That's really the difference.
Cultural,
it's not about skin color.
And what is your definition of cultural?
We're relating to the
Asia,
culture?
Egypt?
What is your point, sir? Are you
My
somebody
point
who's...
is that you're basically just blowing everything out of proportion only because you want to basically call the French, and you want to call the Egypt, and they are.
What the hell are you talking about? We're blowing things out of proportion? We're not the ones getting on the air accusing an entire religion of being violent. That's blowing something out of proportion, sir.
And you don't believe that religion of Muslimism is violent?
Muslim?
Hold on. Here. Now, is this... I've got a question. Let's say we can handle this problem with Muslims, because we have the capability of handling it. We could take all the Muslims in the United States of America, we could lock them up in camps, and we could take nuclear weapons, tactical nukes, and we could blow them all up in the Middle East. Do you want to do that?
I have a problem with the illegal aliens. That's my purpose of my
call. Why don't you... Well, hold on a second. We'll get to the alien thing in a moment. Can you answer Mark's question first?
What,
do you think
Mark?
That's a good solution or a bad one?
What?
Muslim? Do you think that we should take all the Muslims?
I don't live on that side of the world. Why would I want to actually be concerned with their craziness?
Okay,
we
I don't
are
know.
The
I mean, you use the terminology like we before, and I guess
we
the United States are in
the
Middle
the
East,
best,
and we are messing around with their lives.
Down.
You are hilarious, by the way. I'd just like to say we are not the United States.
You're out of reality.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Thanks for the
call. Thank you very much.
800-259-9230. You think you've been kicking a few back to me?
I don't know. He's probably nervous for being on the radio.
I don't know. He was completely incoherent at the beginning of that call.
I love the first question.
He wasn't even making sense.
Muslims, you bombs us.
Yeah. This is who you've got on your side. If you're a nationalist, if you're one of these people that is in favor of nation building and initiating wars around the world, this is one of the guys that's on your side. Just like to point that out.
Well, Dick Cheney's not going to call in and defend the position.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you go with this? I mean, he was so all over the map. Muslims are bad? What? we talked to somebody, I think it was last week, Triddle called in from Washington to point out that he had spoken with one of his friends who lives in Egypt, and he basically went through Islam and went through some of the points that, look, just because George Bush and just because Rush Limbaugh say things about one particular group of people doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. These aren't violent people. Muslims aren't violent people. No more than Christians are violent people. There are certain Christians that are willing to use violence on others, and there are certain Muslims that are willing to use violence on others.
Well, I don't know if that's the issue. I don't know if I entirely agree or disagree. Some cultures are more violent than other cultures, and that's a fact. But what I would tell you is we can't fix the problem with Muslims over there by going over there with weapons and trying to stop them from being violent.
That's true.
That doesn't, and the harder you squeeze, the more sand is going to fall through your fingers. The fact is, we go over there. We have created terrorists in our war in Iraq.
You're using we now. I didn't create any terrorists.
The United States of America has created terrorists.
Okay.
In the execution of its war in Iraq. How would you become a terrorist?
You kill my friends and family.
Right. You kill my mom, you kill my dad, you know, my sister gets raped, whatever. You know,
I got nothing left to live for.
I blame the United States of America for my family being killed. I might as well be a terrorist. So, I go find some people that are involved in this. Suddenly, I am one. Look, 600,000 people have died over there in that war in Iraq. Now, I'm not saying all of our military has killed 600,000 people. I'm certainly not saying that. But I can see how people would blame the United States for the death of their families. It makes perfectly good sense to me. So I say we get out of Iraq immediately, issue an apology, get out, and come on home. As a matter of fact, let's get out of...
You can't run away. We started it. We got to finish it.
Wait a second. Let's get out of all 131 UN member states. And are we finished in Okinawa?
Mark, you got to understand, these countries want us there.
Which countries?
131, they all want us there.
Well, the country government certainly does want us there. But
that's
what about
right.
The people? Our country's a government by the people for the people. So it's every person in the country is the government. Isn't that so in other countries? And therefore, how come some people want us out?
Well, some of them want us there.
I understand.
If only 1% of them want us there, we should be there.
That's a good thing, right? You know, the whole reason that we got bombed, we had airplanes flown into our buildings is because we're in the Middle East. It's the whole reason. That's what Osama bin Laden said. Look, King Fahd, who's now passed away, was supported by the United States of America. We've got pictures with our leaders with him. Look, he's a king. He's a tyrannical leader. We fought a revolution against a king. We don't have any business as a country supporting a king. That is wrong. And those people can't kick that king out. Why? Because there's a big gorilla named the United States backing him up. So, what do? You attack the gorilla, and that's what they did.
Well, you know, you got to do these things. You got to make agreements with some of the less bad guys. So you can go after the big bad guys.
Why?
Saddam Hussein. He's Hitler.
Hitler. Hold on.
Terrorists.
What does
Al-Qaeda.
Saddam Hussein, who we put in power, have to do? I mean, what do we have
Muslims,
to do with him?
Islam.
I know. That's
scary, isn't it?
Name dropping garbage that I hear. Look, we'll be just fine if we pull all our troops back in the United States and use the Department of Defense for defending ourselves.
You hate our military, don't you?
I love our military. That's why I don't want them to die on foreign soil.
You hate the military. I can smell it in your voice.
I don't. I like the military. I want them to survive.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what supporting the troops really should be all about, is bringing them home so they can, you know, live their lives and not have to go and face imminent death by IED, improvised explosive device, or random firefights, people blowing themselves up? Really? Is that what you want your brothers and sisters and friends and family member over there doing? And besides, then there's the whole other issue of the fact that I just don't want to pay for it. You can call in and say we all you want to, but I'm not included in your we, and I don't appreciate being included in your way. We, if you want to gather together some money and go over and fight whatever religion you want to fight, or whatever group of people you want to fight against, that should be your business. You go and do that, and then the consequences are going to come back on you. Not me. I'm not interested. Hour number 3 is coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.